Cars are cautiously driving down Fountain Hill, and the road is clear even though there's snow still continuing to fall and lie. It was a different case earlier this morning.
The cars were all on the hill there. There was about six of them, and then there was a big bang. Two of them hit one another there, slid into one another.
Bernadette is a local resident.
I think there's still two there, but the rest are all gone now.
So it's 11 o'clock now. The snow is really falling here. We're just standing looking outside your living room window. You've a clear view of the hill.
I can see all the hill and see all the cars sliding down the hill and sliding into one another and come down there sideways. Some of the vehicles come down sideways. It was a really dangerous hill now. But the police and all was here and read it a wee while ago. So it's a little bit better now.
I'm standing at the bottom of Fountain Hill, watching cars as they cautiously and slowly make their way down the steep slope.
No sweat.
Really?
No problem now. It was a problem earlier on though, but my daughter came out early this morning, and then she came back then from her training, and she had to abandon the car up on top of, up at Annie's Bar there, you know.
But that hasn't put you off, you've just
come down Fountain Hill. There's no problem now.
And while some are brave enough to drive down Fountain Hill, some are even more confident and are walking up it.
Yes, I have walked up the Fountain Hill. I've been walking up for years and I've been pushing prams up, but I've passed that stage now. So I have, and I have these grippers, which are great. And you have more confidence when you're out, you're not nervous, if you know what I mean. So when the snow lies, it's okay, but when it's really icy, it's the dangerous part, you know, so it is. And actually, I heard that there was an accident on Fountain Hill this morning, so it's very dangerous, so it is.
There's not many motorists braving it at the minute. How did you find the walk up?
Well, I like this, you know, you just have to do it and that's it, get on with it.
We had to come down this way, but no other way. And my car broke down out at Irish Street. So I had to walk in and then walk to work today.
You're halfway down now. How are you feeling about getting to the bottom?
I'm glad to see it. I can't wait to get on my work now. Just happy to see that I got on the door.
Kieran McGlinchey.
Kieran, you own a business here on Fountain Hill, a tyre business.
Uh-huh.
No less. You've been watching cars go down here this morning. What's it been like?
Terrible all morning. Although it's getting a wee bit clearer now. Cars starting to move, but this morning was terrible.
Just describe the scene. What was it like?
Carnage. That's the only way I could put it. It was carnage. Cars were sliding everywhere and hitting and crashing and everything. It was ridiculous this morning.
Ironic, really, that you have a tyre business here. And a lot of people will be thinking they should have put on the winter tyres. Have many people prepared this year, do you think?
Well, they are trying. Most people, the taxmen and that, are trying their best in fairness. But most people don't really have a clue about tyres. So it's only until when the snow comes they realise then that they need the tyres for their business, for their cars or whatever, you know. But all or not, it's just terrible, you know.